This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Kyvexa. Active ingredient, S. abacavir, as sulfate and lamivudine. This leaflet provides important information about using Kyvexa. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Kyvexa. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Kyvexa? Kyvexa contains the active ingredients abacavir and lamivudine. Kyvexa is a type of medicine known as an antiretroviral. Kyvexa is used to treat human immunodeficiency virus, HIV infection. Kyvexa tablets do not cure AIDS or kill the HIV virus, but delays further damage to the immune system by stopping production of new viruses. You can still pass on HIV when taking this medicine, although the risk is lowered by effective antiretroviral therapy. You will still be able to pass on the HIV virus by sexual activity or by contamination with infected blood. You should still use proper precautions to prevent this. Discuss with your doctor the precautions needed to avoid infecting other people. Kyvexa tablets are used together with other antiretrovirals to slow down the progression of human immunodeficiency virus, HIV infection, which can lead to acquired immune deficiency syndrome, AIDS and other related illnesses, EGADS-related complex, or ARC. What should I know before I use Kyvexa? Warnings. Do not use Kyvexa if you have ever had an allergic reaction to abacavir, which is also included in medicines called Triumeq, Trizivir, and Zygen. You are allergic to the active ingredient lamivudine, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet, including Sunset Yellow Aluminium Lake, E110. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. If you have a serious liver disease, Kyvexa may not be suitable for you. You have severe kidney disease. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions. Take any medicines for any other condition. Have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Symptoms of infection and inflammation. People with advanced HIV infection, AIDS have weak immune systems and are more likely to develop serious infections, opportunistic infections. When they start treatment, the immune system becomes stronger, so the body starts to fight infections. Symptoms of infection and inflammation may develop, caused by either old, hidden infections flaring up again as the body fights them, the immune system attacking healthy body tissue, autoimmune disorders. The symptoms of autoimmune disorders may develop many months after you start taking medicine to treat your HIV infection. Symptoms may include muscle weakness and or muscle pain, joint pain or swelling, weakness beginning in the hands, feet, and moving towards the trunk of the body, palpitations or tremor, hyperactivity, excessive restlessness and movement. If you get any symptoms of infection, or if you notice any of the symptoms above, tell your doctor immediately. Don't take other medicines for the infection without your doctor's advice. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Abacavir, or lamivudine in Kyvexa tablets may interact with certain other medicines. Kyvexa tablets should not be taken with emtricitabine. Some medicines may interfere with Kyvexa and affect how it works. Sorbitol-containing medicines, usually liquids used regularly. Trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole, also known as cotrimoxazole, an antibiotic used to treat pneumocystis jervisi pneumonia, often referred to as PCP, or toxoplasmosis. If you are taking methadone, your doctor may need to adjust your methadone dose, as abacavir increases the rate at which methadone leaves your body. This is unlikely to affect most methadone users. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Kyvexa. How do I take Kyvexa? How much to take? The normal dose for adults and adolescents is one tablet once a day. Follow the instructions provided and use Kyvexa until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take Kyvexa? Kyvexa tablets should be swallowed whole with water. Kyvexa tablets do not have to be taken with food. If you forget to take Kyvexa, Kyvexa should be used regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take it as soon as you remember, and then continue as before. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you take too much Kyvexa, if you think that you have used too much Kyvexa, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Kyvexa? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking Kyvexa. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking this medicine. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. If you become pregnant while taking this medicine, tell your doctor immediately. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. If you have stopped taking Kyvexa tablets for any reason, it is important that you contact your doctor before restarting. This is especially so if you think you are having side effects or have another illness. In some cases, your doctor will ask you to restart Kyvexa tablets where medical care can be readily accessed by yourself or others. You will need regular blood tests. For as long as you're taking Kyvexa, your doctor will arrange regular blood tests to check for side effects. Stay in regular contact with your doctor. Kyvexa helps to control your condition, but it is not a cure for HIV infection. You need to keep taking it every day to stop your illness from getting worse. Because Kyvexa does not cure HIV infection, you may still develop other infections and illnesses linked to HIV infection. Keep in contact with your doctor and don't stop taking Kyvexa without your doctor's advice. Things you should not do. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem similar to yours. Do not use Kyvexa tablets to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. If you have hepatitis B infection, you should not stop Kyvexa tablets without instructions from your doctor, as you may have a recurrence of your hepatitis. This may occur due to you suddenly stopping lamivudine. Hypersensitivity reaction. Kyvexa contains abacavir. Abacavir can cause a serious allergic reaction known as a hypersensitivity reaction, which can be life-threatening if treatment with abacavir-containing products is not stopped. Research has found that people with a gene called HLA-B, type 5701 are more likely to have a hypersensitivity reaction to abacavir. However, even if you do not have this gene type, it is still possible for you to get this reaction. If you know you have this gene type, be sure to tell your doctor before you take abacavir. The most common symptoms of this reaction include high temperature, fever and a skin rash. Other most frequently seen symptoms include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or abdominal pain, severe tiredness, or body aches, or generally feeling ill, headache, shortness of breath, sore throat, or cough. If you develop any of these symptoms, call your doctor immediately, who will advise you whether you should stop taking Kyvexa tablets. If your doctor is not available, you must urgently seek other medical advice, e.g. the accident and emergency unit of the nearest hospital, before taking the next dose. Other symptoms may include joint or muscle pain, swelling of the neck, or itchy skin. Occasionally inflammation of the eye, conjunctivitis, ulcers in the mouth, tingling, or numbness of the hands or feet, or low blood pressure may occur. The symptoms of this allergic reaction can occur at any time during treatment with Kyvexa tablets. However, they usually occur in the first 6 weeks of treatment and get worse with continued treatment. If you have had this serious reaction to Kyvexa tablets, never take Kyvexa or any other medicinal product containing abacavir, trizavir, Zygen, and Triumeq again, as within hours you may experience a life-threatening lowering of your blood pressure or death. Occasionally life-threatening hypersensitivity reactions have occurred when Kyvexa tablets was restarted in patients who reported only one of the symptoms on the alert card before stopping. On very rare occasions, hypersensitivity has been reported when Kyvexa tablets were restarted in patients who had no symptoms of hypersensitivity before stopping. If you have stopped taking Kyvexa tablets for any reason, it is important that you contact your doctor before restarting. This is especially so if you think you are having side effects from other medicines or have another illness. Your doctor will check whether any symptoms you had before stopping may be related to this hypersensitivity reaction. If your doctor thinks there is a possibility that they were related, you may be told never to take Kyvexa tablets again. It is important that you follow this advice. If you are hypersensitive to Kyvexa tablets, you should return all of your unused Kyvexa tablets to your doctor or pharmacist for proper disposal. Kidney disease. If you have moderate kidney disease, you should be monitored as you are at high risk of some side effects. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Kyvexa affects you. No studies on the effects of Kyvexa tablets on the ability to drive and use machines have been performed. However, you should take into account the state of your health and the possible side effects of Kyvexa tablets before considering driving or using machines. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the bottle until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the bottle, they may not keep well. Keep your tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not store Kyvexa or any other medicine in the bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave it on a windowsill or in the car. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Very common side effects. These may affect at least 1 to 10 in every 100 people. Gastrointestinal. Feeling sick, nausea, diarrhea. Being sick, vomiting. Stomach pain, abdominal pain. General. Lethargy, fatigue, loss of appetite. Nervous system. Headache. High temperature. Musculoskeletal. Joint and muscle pain. Skin related. A back of a hypersensitivity. Rash, without any other illness. Hair loss. Uncommon side effects. These may affect less than 1 in every 100 people. From blood tests. Increases in enzymes produced by the liver. Anemia, low red blood cell count. Neutropenia, low white blood cell count. Reduction in the number of platelets, blood cells important for blood clotting. Rare side effects. These may affect less than 1 in every 1,000 people. General. Inflammation of the pancreas, pancreatitis. Musculoskeletal. Breakdown of muscle tissue, increases of an enzyme called amylase. Very rare side effects. These may affect less than 1 in every 10,000 people. General. Severe anemia. Skin related. Serious skin reactions. Other observations. Fat gain and loss. Changes in the amounts of fatty substances and glucose in the blood. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Lactic acidosis. Some people taking Kyvexa or other medicines like it, NRTIs, develop a condition called lactic acidosis, together with an enlarged liver. Lactic acidosis is caused by a buildup of lactic acid in the body. It is rare. If it happens, it usually develops after a few months of treatment. It can be life-threatening, causing failure of internal organs. Lactic acidosis is more likely to develop in people who have liver disease, especially in women. Signs of lactic acidosis include deep, rapid, difficult breathing, drowsiness, numbness, or weakness in the limbs, feeling sick, nausea, being sick, vomiting, stomach pain, allergic anaphylactic reaction. The symptoms of an allergic anaphylactic reaction which may occur soon after starting Kyvexa include wheezing, swelling of the lips or mouth, difficulty in breathing, hay fever, lumpy rash, hives, or fainting. what to do. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Kyvexa contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. 600 mg of Abacavir as the sulfate salt and 300 mg of Lamivudine. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Magnesium stearate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Sodium starch glycolate. Opidri Orange YS113065A, containing high promylose, titanium dioxide Ci77891, Macrogol 400, Polysorbate 80, Sunset Yellow FCFCI15985, Aluminium Lake. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Kyvexa looks like. Kyvexa tablets are orange film coated, capsule shaped, engraved with GSFC2 on one side. OSTAR 99090. Kyvexa tablets are supplied in blister packs containing 30 tablets. Who distributes Kyvexa? Kyvexa is supplied in Australia by Vive Healthcare Pty Limited, Level 4, 436 Johnston Street, Abbotsford, Victoria 3067, Australia. Trademarks are owned by, or licensed to the Vive Healthcare Group of Companies. 2024 Vive Healthcare Group of Companies, or its licensor. This leaflet was prepared on the 18th of March 2024. Version 12.0.